This recording, Alabama 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. They take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I've lived in Birmingham all of my life. My mother was originally from Michigan, but she spent most of her life down here in Alabama. And my father has always lived here. I went to Hewitt Trustful, which is a really podunk kind of school, but it was a lot of fun. It taught me a lot of characterization, which is very useful in theater. I'm a sophomore musical theater major here at Birmingham Southern, and I plan when I get out of school to maybe venture a little bit, maybe into Nashville, maybe Georgia, but not New York yet. It's a little scary. It's a little too big and busy for me. The characters from my school would wear cowboy boots to school and the big cowboy hats, and they'd talk about hunting all the time and what they did and how many deers they caught over the weekend and, you know, what they shot it with and, you know, do you like deers? And I'd have to say, I like them, but I don't really like to shoot them. And my great-grandmother actually was my favorite part about growing up as a child, because she would always cook this incredible Thanksgiving meal. Just like Chris, she had the cornbread, and she used to fuss at me about not eating enough every single Thanksgiving. She'd be like, don't you want some more stuffing? Girl, you're getting skinnier every year. You're just like a little bird. And she would fuss at me so much, but it was one of my favorite memories. Oh, she used to love to make black-eyed peas and green beans, turkey and ham, and coconut cake. Coconut cream cake every Thanksgiving. It was the best. I have two brothers. One's older and one's younger. The little one's name is Bobby, and he hasn't developed a real strong Southern accent yet, and I'm hoping he never will, but the first year I came home from college and I'd had all the vocal training, he looked at me, and I had said something to him, and he looked at me, he's like, you done lost your accent. And I was like, Bobby, I wasn't aware that I ever had an accent. And he goes, oh, yeah, you did. So he laughed at me a lot. And he calls me hoity-toity now because I don't talk with a Southern accent. I didn't have to work as hard as other people do. I hear it in my voice sometimes, and I try really hard not to let it come through. But I kind of appreciate it. I think it adds more character to my voice. And I kind of cherish it.